Okay, what we have today is enormous substructure, and on that substructure is a mosque. I will now take away the mosque.
Yeah.
Yay! Yay.
And I will also take away the substructure.
Oh.
And I will take away the Muslim quarter.
Yay!
And we have another one.
Now what we have,
the Rock of Abraham,
is what was here in the time of David, the hill that is sometimes also called the Hill of Moriah, City of David. This is up to here. Then David buys the threshing floor, and he buys it in order to put the Ark of the Covenant, which is the seat of the Spirit of God. Aruna, the local Jebusite person who owned it. Okay, so there was this guy called Aruna, and he was not intending to sell, but there was a whole deal there, and he got a really good price. So in the end, he said, "Okay, take it," you know, that kind of deal. So David buys it. Solomon builds the first temple, and the first temple stood on top of the hill. Now it would face the Mount of Olives, which is where I'm standing, and this here, 10 by 10 cubits, would be the Holy of Holies.
Someone lost the hearing?
Oh, I did. Oh, wow, thank you. Now, this is the temple built by Solomon. Till here it's all simple, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, one day along come the wicked Babylonians, and they destroy the temple. And all the people go off into Babylon, weeping. This is the Julius on the ocean, okay? They get to Babylon, but they do not forget their heritage, and they say, how will we worship the Lord in the foreign land? And because they don't forget their heritage, and because they want to do things right, God sends good Persians to destroy the bad Babylonians, and they come back and they rebuild the second temple. Okay. Second temple rebuilt, looking just like the first temple, and standing for an amazing 500 years until along comes Mr. King Herod the Great. Mr. King Herod the Great says, I am going to make for you a beautiful, big, new temple. Because this one is, you know, like the same size
that
Solomon built 1,000 years before me and was rebuilt by the exiles on the same size. So I'm going to give you a nice, big, new one. And they said, dear Mr. King Herod, if you do that, we kill you. Why? What did she say? You cannot change the size of the temple. Those dimensions
were from God.
From God. 20 cubits wide, 30 cubits high, 50 cubits long. It's all 60 cubits long. That's all God given.
That's right.
Okay. That's sacred dimensions. Can't change it. So Herod does this. What can I do? Thinks for a bit, and what you have to imagine now is that is still there, okay? I didn't move it. He says, okay, the only thing I can do is I will build an enormous platform around the mountain, okay? So he builds a wall to the west, a wall to the south, and a wall to the east, and a wall to the north, okay? Don't forget, this was here all the time. He couldn't take it down because they would have killed him. So he builds around this, okay? But they just haven't got it worked out for that. The eastern wall had a gate in that you know as Eastern Gate.
Got it.
So that gateway, when the walls are rebuilt 400 years ago, is still going to be in the same place, just opposite the temple. Okay. Now, the Romans come along and they destroy the temple. Oh, another destroyed the temple. Okay. the year 70. And then what they do is they try to destroy this. You remember the stones we fell on the floor and everything? They try to throw off the big stones. They can't. They give up. And they leave this platform. You remember when Christianity takes over, it will not build here. Why?
Because
you remember what I said, Yeshua had foretold this destruction. So they're not going to build anything there. They're going to leave it in a ruin as Yeshua had predicted. So it remains empty. Then, along come in the 7th century, the Muslims. They find this enormous empty area. They put on their mosque. Are things getting clearer?
Yes.
Now, you have this enormous wall to the west, to the east, to the north, to the south, and a mosque. Everything's wonderful for a short while, but then Europe comes to a realization that the holy city of Jerusalem is being held by the Muslims. Not good. So they go on a crusade, and they are a military order. It's kill or be killed. Wonderful love, peace, love, family, lovely people. And they get to Jerusalem and they destroy all the mosques. Okay? They destroy all the mosques except this one. Because they think this is someone's temple. So they get a group of crusaders here called the Templars who are supposed to look after the temple. That's the Templars. They put a big cross on here. And everybody's happy for a little while, you know, it's the Middle East, things don't last long. They've destroyed everything in the city that's Muslim except this. Now the Muslims are getting stronger. About 200 years of Crusader rule from the 10th century to the 13th century. And the Muslims are now running back and they want to get everything back for the Muslims. Okay, they were here in the 7th century, the 8th century, the 9th century. Till the end of the 10th century, then the beginning of the 11th, along come the Crusaders, 11th, 12th, and 13th is Crusaders, and then the Muslims come back, okay? Just do it with your head, that's right. When the Muslims come back and we conquer, they are delighted to find the mosque has not been destroyed. What do? They raise the level of the city to the level of the mosque. And all this part of the Western Wall is hidden. The tunnel that we're going to go through goes along this. Okay? This part remained open. I call it the plaza. So this is the Western Wall, but all this is the Western Wall. So if you're going to put in a piece of paper in the Western Wall, you can put it anywhere along. And I would suggest putting it opposite the temple where the temple stood, and I'll stand there for you. And down here we have our excavations. Questions?
The wailing, the way you actually do the drills is on the inside.
No.
That's right.
Yeah. Here. So this is the plaza. And this is the wall that you see from here.
What is it? Temple, the tunnels we're going in.
The tunnel we're going in goes along the excavation below the Muslim quarter. And I have another model which will help you understand that.
That was made today for us.
Now, yes.
An ancient sidewalk along the original Western Wall.
We will see what was there and what wasn't. I have a very good model with electronics. So this is the
sick.
There's certainly one going
to get a picture of me instead.
From the 1860s, when you couldn't excavate, but they already knew then what was going on here.
Did the Turks not know they were in here?
The Turks are Muslims. They don't care. They have the mosque. They don't want anyone playing around the mosque. Come and see one more thing.
So these stones are Herodian?
You can see Herodian stone. We recognize them by the fact that they have the border.
Terry, take the flash off.
Oh, take the flash off.
Try to make a semicircle around here. This is very, very useful.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you for telling me that, Ginger.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, that works beautifully. Good job.
First of all, I want to show you this. And what I want to show you is that if you have a high western hill, and a lot of people living there, and then a low eastern hill, which has the temple, you're not going to run down into the valley and then up the hill to get from the high western hill to the valley. You're going to make a bridge, okay? And here you can see a bridge. But what they needed to do was what we found in the excavation, make it very strong, and that would be a double bridge. That's what actually was here. And then this arch, which would go over the road. Now this arch is something like 23 meters above this level of the road. This is where we are today. We're up here, okay? Actually, we're here. Let me put it like that. Oh, here's the other group. Atam Selavolakan? Ken? Okay, we need to move.
All right, we're moving out.